June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Time for the C Block, starring Corey Majors.
Dude, I love to hear this from the 210. I'm having my first Pico de Gallo burger from Whataburger of the season right now. Oh man, is it good. Glorious, even. I love hearing that. And I happened to see a Whataburger commercial over the weekend. Isn't that cool?
That was the end of the statement?
The commercial went as such. It was like a tweet or a message that said, "Hey, Whataburger, if you bring back the Pico de Gallo burger, I'll bring back 3 of my table tents." Whataburger said, "Deal." And so they gave the P.O. box and everything. And I thought that was really clever.
Because a lot of people have taken those.
Dude,
right?
Everybody has one. You have one? What, do you know what number you have?
I don't think I do have one.
I have two. One is number 55 because I like the number 5. And Adrian has a 23 because that was like our anniversary dates. But also, we got the one from Whataburger out at opening day. They gave me the little table tent with the World Series logos and stuff.
I do have that. That was given to me legally. Do you think the number that they're missing the most, though?
Yes.
Okay.
1,000%. Too Tall Jones, 77. Mm. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I was going to go 8 lower, but I got you.
You know, I'm wondering what gets stolen more.
The ramekins?
Yeah, ramekins from Chili's or, you know, restaurants. Probably restaurants, but or the Whataburger table tents. Whataburger, let us know.
See, I don't know because I didn't know stealing the ramekins was a thing until I dated somebody. And all of a sudden, like, 8 appeared. I was like, where did these come from? And she's like, oh, man, I just took them whenever we were out. I was like, what do you mean you took them? Like, you stole them?
Yeah.
And she goes, it's not stealing. They expect you to take them.
No, they don't. Well,
I know. That's what I was like. What?
They don't. People do it all the time because they're like, oh, man, I don't want this salsa to go to waste. Just put the ramekin in my box. On Saturday, Kevin and I attended a baseball game. It was the Rangers versus the Chicago White Sox. We attended this game because, gosh, now I see why people say this show is so childish. 72, my bad. Dang it.
Baseball game.
It was the White Sox and the Rangers. And we went to this game because during Peace-a-thon, our company is kind enough to allow us to auction off the Rangers suite that we have.
Fact.
And by the way, shout out to Kim Robinson.
She's the best.
She's the best. She is wonderful. And she are the guests at the suite. We found out that one of the people's is going to be their birthday. And Kim said, let's get her a cake. And I was like, that is genius. And so we did. Well, Kevin and I are sitting there watching the game. And Kevin looks over at me and goes, hey, Corey, that ball went 2.2 feet. And I was like, the hell are you talking about, dude? And he pointed up at the scoreboard, and it says distance 2.2 feet, exit velocity 30 miles an hour. And like, it has all this stuff. The rest of the game, Alec, every time it went under like 10 feet, Kevin was like 4.7 feet.
Okay. There was one really fascinating. I don't know if it was Josh Young or who it was. He fouled off back-to-back pitches in almost the exact same spot, and it was 2.2 feet and 3.3 feet, and I just thought that was clearly interesting.
Huh. Okay.
And I guess we have a different definition of what that word means.
Then we started trying. Then we started discussing, like, all right, so hold on. Do they go negative? And they didn't go negative because if it went backwards, they'd just count the distance from the plate.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Let me just tell you something right now. I think those foul balls backwards, they get the benefit of the doubt there. Because, like, you'll see this, like, shallow fly ball, and they're like, yep, that went as far as the foul ball. And I'm like, the foul ball that was this low? And they're like, yep, that went 230 feet. And I'm like, no, it didn't. But I had to accept the technology. They also have negative angles if you go outside of it. It's an exit velocity, of course. This is really fascinating.
Also, based on the way the walls are, congratulations to Honda for having a really good spot in the outfield.
So let's talk about that real quick. I specifically called out Honda.
You need to sit at a game with Kevin and myself. I think it's very entertaining.
So we were talking about, like, the biggest home field advantage. You're going to see it in baseball and hockey, because, like, hockey, the ice can be different. And it's very similar to, like, the outfield wall bounce.
Yeah.
Is sometimes you'll bounce off the, or you'll see the puck bounce off the boards a little bit differently. And maybe you've got a better feel for it or better feel for the ice. But, like, in basketball and in football, I know there are different, like, things about the stadium, but the dimensions of the field are still the same. And so we were talking about, like, the wall.
Juan Gonzalez back in the day knew how to read the wall that we had out in right field because it had weird angles on it.
And, like, there is not a whole lot of straight part of the wall. And they've got all these different zigs and zags in the wall. And there's one part in the wall, I think it's, like, kind of right center-ish, where it feels like there's a little tiny indentation of 6 feet that is just there so they can say that Honda bought their own wall. All right? And it doesn't have to be Honda. It is right now. But whoever it is, it feels like you can be like, yeah, you got your whole own section of the wall. Because it's 6 feet. To go from 334 to 328, and they've got this stupid little indention in it, and it feels like it's just there so they could sell an extra advertisement to Honda.
Good job on them, by the way. The one thing that, clearly,
Kevin, it works.
My big question to you regarding that, did you ever see any ball that was hit shorter than 2.2 feet?
I did not. And trust me, I looked a lot. And we even had a weird debate about if you could hit the ball negative feet. And what
I think it was negative velocity was what we were trying to figure
velocity.
Out. Could there be negative velocity?
And so I see how you're thinking no. But if you hit the ball so soft that it actually started to absorb into your bat, that's how weak it was. That would be negative velocity. Science be damned. Mm. The game went into extra innings, all right? We had extra time to chat. So don't judge me.
Dude, you think that we talk about nonsense on this show. Sit down at a baseball game with us for a while.
Structured on the show.
It's already the talking man's sport.
That's right.
Like, that's what it's for. And so Kevin and I we talk about things we notice.
Yes.
Shout out also again to Steven. That was a wonderful experience. I really appreciate it. They treated us like family when we got there. We saw our friend Nate Wood.
Yes.
That was awesome too. It was a really cool experience for me. And then they said it was a good experience for them too.
Absolutely.
So I hope that when we do this Peace-a-thon again this year, more people will be bidding on that sucker because it's fun.
So, and they talked about, I mean, because we're going to do a Cowboys preseason suite as well. So I really love to start a bidding war that still allows that family to win one of them, but we drive the price way up.
From the 940, what the hell is a ramekin? And so I copy and pasted a picture of a ramekin and sent it back to them. And he goes, oh, I'm caught up now. My wife has taken these before.
And so, yeah, like the woman at the time that I was dating, she goes, oh, yeah, they expect you to steal them. And I was like, I don't think that's true. That's what they give you, the little takeaway, the plastic containers for that, not for you to steal the other thing. And she goes, oh, those are too flimsy.
Kevin, I have a baseball topic, mm-hmm. and then I have two nonsense topics. What would you like for the next 6 minutes-ish?
I would like to start by telling you that Rick Brunson is the third favorite to be the next head coach. And then...
That's the basketball topic.
Baseball.
By the way, and we keep getting this story will not go away. Jason Kidd, evidently, according to
one reporter
out there, the window is still open. This is according to Ian Begley. The door is not completely closed on the Knicks and Jason Kidd per people familiar with the dynamic in Dallas. This is interesting, the dynamic in Dallas.
Yeah.
Other outlets reported as recently as last week that Kidd was still a possibility, and that remains the case as of Monday. I don't understand this.
So can I just say, on the flip side, the reporters in Dallas, including your Steins and your McMahons, I know McMahon will do national stuff too, but like the people who are usually pretty plugged in
Townsend.
To the team, said that even with compensation factored in, the Mavericks are not interested and they are moving forward with Jason Kidd as their coach. So that seems to be two pretty dramatically different interpretations of the situation.
It would seem like the Mavericks have had this vision this entire time, obviously, to trade away what would be considered a generational player in Luka.
Right.
They've had this vision of what they want this team to be. At least Nico did.
Right.
And it seems like he kind of had a lot of input from Jason Kidd on what, you know, what kind of players that means, how, you know, you got stars and defensive stars as well, all of that to go along with it. It wouldn't make sense to me for Nico to just go, you know what, the guy that I've been designing and architecting this with and for.
Yeah.
I'm ready to move. Because they made such a great offer, I'm willing to move from. This sounds like two things to me, Kevin. One, somebody's just trying to keep stories going up there. Two, maybe Jason Kidd's people are angling for a little bit of an extension or some more money.
That could be true. I do. There's a little part of me that wonders, because I'm totally with you about like the vision and the structure of it all for Nico. Do you think there's any tiny part that, like, I believe we've been led to believe by multiple people that Jason Kidd was on board with the Luka trade. But if he wasn't, do you think there's any chance he's been more outspoken about it, and that might be why they were like, all right, I'll think about it.
Maybe potentially. And you know what, Kevin? The other thing too is there's still a boss to Nico.
Sure.
And that boss, as we've learned, has some very interesting thoughts on basketball.
Man,
so
no
maybe
kidding.
He isn't 100% completely in with this coach. He's like, you know what? I know you got me to the NBA finals, but you didn't win it.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. So he's willing to move on from that. All right, Kevin, I'm actually going to skip the baseball story.
Okay.
Here's why. Certain things in United States government are supposed to be classified.
Oh dear.
Particularly when it comes to military operations.
Mm.
Have you seen the account at Penn Pizza Report?
No, I just heard somebody mention that. I don't know what this is.
It's pizza tracking, better known as Pentagon Pizza Report.
What?
They've been taking a look at restaurants in Arlington, Virginia that serve pizza, specifically the live Google indicators to see how busy they
are. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
They are.
Okay.
Why?
Yes. Why?
When there, here's a theory. When there's a lot of activity at the Pentagon, there's a lot of ordering out for pizza.
Okay, so the logic is if you see an uptick or a massive uptick in the pizza ordering in the greater area, then that means there's probably a lot of activity at the Pentagon, which could give you insight into some sort of big global political.
On June 15th, Pentagon Pizza Report tweeted, with less than 15 minutes left till close, the closest Domino's to the Pentagon continues to experience high levels of activity compared to the average Sundays at around 11:45 Eastern. By the way, and then they took a screenshot of the activity that was going on. And yeah, dude, it was like triple the amount of typical activity is going on there.
What was this like the day that
hold on, Kevin, there's
Israel
more.
Fired missiles on Iran? Because then I would be like, holy crap.
This is the 15th. The second closest Domino's near the Pentagon has also slightly above average traffic. Pentagon Pizza Report also said very late night pizzeria is experiencing very high levels of activity as of 2:59 a.m.
So does that mean they couldn't get their order into the other one because the other Domino's got slammed?
And then Pizzotto Pizza, located in the heart of Arlington, of course.
Okay.
Your go-to destination for delicious handcrafted pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
Made with fresh ingredients.
Is that your take or is that their take?
This is a quote from the owner.
Okay.
People typically spend up to an hour and a half there. Kevin, 10 times the amount of pizza typically delivered at 2:59 a.m.
Wow.
And so why is Twitter Pizza Report making headlines like this? Obviously, what's going on? They're just assuming that, hey, when it's time, people are... More people, there are 30,000 people working at the Pentagon, okay? So 30,000
sure.
people, and now they got to work extra hours. Now, the Pentagon has come out and said, this is, what are you talking about? The takeout food culture site reported in January.
Of course
while there
would.
Are a number of eateries in the Pentagon, and almost 30,000 people there, it doesn't have its own pizzeria. That is not true. There are many pizza options available inside the Pentagon. Also sushi, sandwiches, donuts, coffee, etc.
Do you think this is going to cost some of the Pentagon people their pizza? Because I don't trust that the Pentagon comes out and says, yeah, next time you see a spike at Domino's, we're about to jump into this conflict. They're not going to say that. So do you think they're going to have a memo put out? It's like, hey, you guys, we need to be even-handed with Chinese food, pizza, burgers. Like, you're going to need to even it out because people figured it out.
Yeah. From the 469, this is real. We got in trouble for this in the late 2002 while planning our missions. What was to come in Iraq? E8C Joint Stars. I don't know what that means, but that I think that's a like that's where his what his rank was. I think
it sounds official.
But yeah, from the 817, are you sure this isn't for summer book reading club at the Pentagon? Look, man, I don't know if they were having a party and they were like, look, we actually just threw a party. We didn't want the boss to know, so we ordered a bunch of pizzas. You know, like that's the situation. But I agree with you, Kevin. They need to come up with a better situation because now that we know Pentagon Pizza Report's out there tracking this.
It makes me a little nervous, too, that they were able to figure this out so quickly. Hey, look, they're ordering lots of pizza. You think stuff's going down? Well, yeah, I do.
Isn't this the same, like, as tracking airplanes whenever you're like, hey, there's a free agent. Obviously, his plane left from Miami to Oklahoma City. So obviously he's going to Oklahoma.
And people did a good job of figuring that out where Air Force One is, too, because they're like, hey, they just cleared all the airspace right around here. And I'm like, well, why do people have access to that?
It is ridiculous. But there it is, man. The Pentagon Pizza Report, which I will now be following on Twitter.
Okay. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, who is the best at being the worst this weekend? Because it's time for Wanker of the Weekend. Looking at you, Stephen A. Smith and Dave Martinez, next on The Fan.
Opportunity for Atlanta to grab the lead here in the bottom of the seventh. 1-0 to Ozuna. That ball is hit well to left center.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, 877-881-1053. If you want to get involved in the conversation, it's time for Wanker of the Weekend. Who was the best at being the worst this weekend? You heard the highlight. Obviously, we're going to start with the Colorado Rockies. They, look, 70 games into the season, they're 13-57. And, like, I don't know what they expected the Rockies people to say about that, but this statistic was brought up to Kyle Farmer after the loss on Saturday, and he just shrugged and said, we don't care, which is the right, like, what do you think they're going to say? Or maybe they did care, because guess what? The next day, yesterday, Rockies won.
Oh, yeah.
So now they're 14-57. But they've got the fewest wins at this point in the season since the 1899 Cleveland Spiders. And I'm not going to lie, that makes me want to investigate the 1899 Cleveland Spiders and, like, figure out what their deal was.
It's actually interesting. I feel like you have investigated that team a lot over the times we've done this show. I with this many losses already this year, I don't know what other answers you can come up with.
Right.
And it's got to be old to kind of make excuse. You know, it is making excuses at this point. Whenever you're like, hey, you know, it's this and this. You know, it wasn't our day. You know, this was a tough one, and it turns into we're not that good of a team. Right. And I'm actually surprised you haven't had more of these players lashing out.
Right.
Especially after the manager was fired, and now they still are where they are. But I guess whenever you have a team that doesn't have talent on it, they don't have any room to lash out.
And that's how that's definitely how I feel about it. All right. Now, we are going to be included for this. This is something that I had said a while back. Club World Cup. I had mistakenly framed it as a Juniors World Cup. And it is actually, like, literally what you would think. It's the World Cup for club teams as opposed to national teams. And it's supposed to be the best versus the best, as the 32 best club teams in the world compete in the pinnacle of soccer. These are all part of their taglines and catchphrases and everything like that. So there was a match between Bayern Munich, who I feel like people respect as one of the best clubs, and Auckland City that ended with Bayern winning 10-0.
Oh, that's a tough one.
It is a tough one. Here's part of the reason how could this have happened.
Yes, good question.
Bayern Munich is the sixth ranked club in the world. Auckland City, the 5,074th best club in the world. So you have Harry Kane and $465 million worth of talent on one side. On the other side was Connor Tracy. He plays goaltender at night, but he is a supervisor at a veterinary supply warehouse during the day.
Mm-hmm.
On one side, you have people who have won World Cups. On the other side, you have people that had to take leave, some paid, some unpaid, for their actual jobs to fly across the world for a soccer tournament, including a 32-year-old construction site engineer and a programming coordinator at a youth-focused nonprofit. They also have a school teacher, a delivery guy, regional tool company manager.
And they get to play in the same World Cup together?
Yes.
That's wild that they, I mean, I appreciate the opportunity, but there's a huge discrepancy there.
Yeah. So the issue there.
It's like Wrexham's women's team that all their women play, like have police jobs and other things. And the Wrexham players, they play soccer, you know, like that's what they do.
So some teams that are like, they have powerful affiliates that get like an automatic bid, I guess. And so this club over the past two decades have won the region's Champions League title 13 times. But where they're from in New Zealand, everybody loves rugby the most. And there's not like as many legitimate A-League teams as you would think. And that's why, and of course, FIFA is the one who allows the structure of the teams that get in because, you know, whatever. And that's how they made it in there. And that's how you got number 6 against number 5,074 in a tournament that is supposed to be the best 32 teams. And that's how you got 10-0.
Yeah, that I'm surprised it wasn't worse. Quite honestly, like doesn't it feel like the $456 million team should be able to score 20 on them?
See, I think maybe they took it easy on them. But I will argue even teams 29, 30, and 31 in this tournament are a lot better than 32. It just so happens.
You have to pay a fee to get into this tournament?
Ooh, I assume with FIFA that you definitely had to pay them. Now, if that's a fee affiliated with the tournament
right.
or not.
Yeah, you pay them for where you finish in the tournament.
Can't say for sure. All right. Did you see what Dave Martinez said after
another
Nationals loss? So they lost their 7th straight game on Saturday.
Yeah.
They did not pick up any momentum from Martinez's comments because they lost their 8th straight yesterday. So while the Rockies were able to turn it around, he said that the team's issues were, quote, never on the coaches and the players have to go out there and play their game. And there was a lot of buzz about this. The Washington Post said that many players were shocked, dismayed, and, quote, pissed about Martinez's comments.
This is like pulling your netminder in an elimination game in hockey.
Yes, actually, I do think there are some parallels there right down to their future job status. Now, Martinez said he spoke with his team before Sunday's game and that his players knew the comments were nothing about them. And the clubhouse was as good as it's ever been. Now, I want to go back to both of y'all. Do you agree that the team issues we have are never on the coaches and the players have to go out there and play the game have nothing to do with the players in the clubhouse? That feels like a stretch.
I think, the coaches clearly have a process that they go through to help the players.
Sure.
They are the ones in charge of providing. Mike's told us this many times. They provide the game plan. When you're going up to the plate, here's the game plan. When you're going up to the mound for each hitter, that coach is supposed to give you a game plan. And some pitching coaches focus specifically on the heart of the order. Some of them focus on every single guy. Some of them focus on the philosophy. But your job is to set the tone for what is expected. And so that's what it is on the coaches. And if they aren't doing a good job of game planning, then it is on the coaches. Yes, the players have to go out there and execute. And the players also, he's saying, it sounds to me, because he's saying coaches work their asses off every single day. We're not going to finger point here and say it's coaches. It's never on coaches. They work hard. He's saying his players don't work hard. Is he saying his players don't do the things that are necessary, but the coaches do? Now, I do agree. The players are the ones out on the field executing.
Agree.
So that stuff can't be on the players.
Yeah.
But the plans, what is supposed to be done, that's on coaches.
And it's the insinuation, like you just said. He didn't straight up say our players are lazy and that's why we're losing. And I'll concede that. But it's the insinuation about coaches work their butts off every single day. So we're not going to finger point here and say it's the coaches. It's never the coaches. They work hard. The message is clear. All the work is done prior. So sometimes they have to go out and play the game. It's always been about the players. The insinuation feels like nobody is going to question how hard we work.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm going to mention the players.
Yeah, the part, and
It didn't go over well.
Jared has said this many times. And he said it. We can't pitch for them. We can't catch for them. We can't do these things. And they can't. But they set the plan. So that is where sometimes it is on you. I guess he's saying right now, my players aren't playing good.
And that's a fair critique.
And I agree with you, but that's not a way to keep a clubhouse.
Yeah.
But you can't baby them, right? These are million-dollar players. You can't just baby them all the time.
Look, man.
Sometimes they got to grow up.
I hear you. And that message will work on me pretty much 100% of the time. But the more and more you hear, and I'm not just going to say it's the modern athlete, because I don't think you got this kind of access back in the, like, hell, even in the 80s, I don't think you got this kind of access. So I'm not going to say that players now are just softer. We're just more aware of all the inner workings of it. There might have been tons of players back in.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Today, who were like, don't you ever speak to me like that again. One of the things that I don't think helped the cause was the outsized player salaries to the coach. Because, like, you're my boss, and I'm making 5 times what you make, at least. In some situations, it could be even more than that. I could see how I'd be like, okay, buddy.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm going to keep going out there. So he did win a title. That's good job security, but that was years ago.
Yeah, like 8.
We've established the new trend is like 2 years for basketball coaches.
Yeah, it is amazing.
His record right now is 493-608 as a manager. I don't know if this was him. Like, he's like, I'm tired of this.
Yeah,
And I'm just going to call the players out here. But doesn't it seem like everybody now is going to want him out?
I mean, kind of.
But I don't know. From what I was told, also, the Nationals really don't care that much, the front office people.
Look, it does kind of feel like that. That could be this could be different than the Rockies situation where they're like, well, we at least have to pretend to care and fire a manager. Now, let's get to Stephen A. Smith.
What did he do?
Stephen A. Smith, man, I really like it. I can't remember who the back and forth was with, and he goes, my job is not to talk to you. My job is to talk about you. And like, I'm not going to lie, I kind of understood what he was saying, but There's a video circulating and pictures circulating of Stephen A. Smith playing solitaire during the NBA Finals at a time when all the Pacers fans are on their feet. And this is where the magic of Twitter comes in. And Stephen A. Smith quote tweeted, "Yep, that's me. Who would have thought I can multitask, especially during timeouts," in all caps. "Y'all are enjoying the NBA Finals. This is going 7 games now, peeps." All right, so that's what he put out there. Now, you're allowed to add context to this. And the very first reader's context on there was, "Stephen A. is lying. This photo was taken during gameplay, not during a timeout."
Are you embarrassed?
I could be wrong, at least with his public persona. It seems like Stephen A. Smith is not one to be embarrassed or admit mistakes.
Seems fair.
As a human being in private, I have no freaking clue.
And who, like, even when checked.
Yeah.
Didn't you just say the guy, the player making 5 times more than the manager?
Yes.
He makes so much money that he's like, doesn't matter. Ratings are good. Listeners are going to come back. You know what? I could talk about this for the entire show now. This is content. Good. Let's go.
You have a great point there, because I do wonder, like, if their audience today spiked at all for people to tune in and see.
Is he going to say something about it?
Yeah.
What else was he do? What else does he look at on his phone? I can't believe, though, that, like, somebody's sitting there taking a picture and videos of that.
Doesn't,
like,
that also mean that person was not paying to the
attention? Yeah, what were they doing? You paid for the ticket to be there. He's being paid to be there.
Just ratted yourself out.
A little bit. Maybe they're going to be like, "Well, that's my money. This is not my job."
Oh, yeah.
So it's fine. That's Don't fair. Know. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Next right here on The Fan.
105 The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Amazing, Higgy. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for asking. We're getting a look at some of the Olympic players for the Olympic hockey teams for Finland. You got Miro, Esa Lindell, Mikko Rantanen. So already the stars dominating there. USA Hockey put out their first 6, but did not name a starting goaltender. Do you think it's because they watched the second round of the playoffs and they saw this needs to be at least a competition?
It definitely should be a competition. I mean, I know Hellebuck won MVP and the Vezina.
Yeah,
but Otter did look good. I think that is going to end up being Hellebuck will be the guy. I thought he was really phenomenal in the Four Nations. There is something that, and I brought this up during the series, like, man, just because a guy maybe isn't as good in the Stanley Cup playoffs, you have, I think, a bigger rink in international play.
Yeah.
Otter didn't exactly look great in his one start in the Four Nations. So I kind of think Hellebuck's going to get the edge there. But, yeah, absolutely, it should be a competition between the two.
Now, one of the big stories over the weekend, and we haven't really dove into it today, is the trade of Desmond Bane to the Orlando Magic for 4 unprotected first-round picks, a first-round swap, and a couple of players. People were making jokes. They were saying Desmond Bane's 3 picks better than Luka. It feels like it made some Mavericks fans angry or sad all over again. Did you think about that trade at all in the context of Luka, or we could just talk about the trade itself?
Well, I can't help myself, right? I mean, when you see a bunch of picks go somewhere, you're like, geez, this just reinforces how annoying the Luka trade is. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, and the Mikal Bridges trade as well was 4-1, so now we have 2, you know, of recent times that just continue to underscore how bad it is. It's surprising that, you know, Dumont hasn't fired Nico yet, and it's scary because he believed then and apparently still believes that Anthony Davis is better than all that.
Oh, he definitely does.
Yeah, they overvalued him a lot, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, look, at least I will say I don't like the deal at all. I will give Nico credit for continually staying with that line of logic of, Well, if you don't think Anthony Davis is the top player in the league, then I could see why you would think that.
It is maddening, though. I think that's definitely first thing that comes to mind anytime you see a trade now. It's the first thing that I thought of was like, what? Four ones? This is absolute insanity. And then the kid rumors just won't die. Today, there's another report about it, right? And I wonder,
are those rumors, or is it one person keeping that story alive?
But where there's smoke, there's fire here, Hagee. And I think that maybe if you just got rid of Nico, you wouldn't have to worry about any of it.
There's people in the Mavs organization that believe this story's not over.
Which is fascinating because several of the Dallas Beat reporters are like, it's dead, it's over.
Yeah, I've talked to several people in the organization that are like, until this is officially over. I think this guy's trying to talk himself into this job.
I could see that.
That's exactly what's going on over there right now.
Is there an acceptable compensation for you guys on that front? Or
history will tell you will not get a first round for a coach.
Yeah, it's only happened once.
Yeah, get a couple of seconds. I think that's the last time he was traded to Milwaukee, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
would you be okay with a couple seconds?
I mean, if Kidd doesn't want to be here and he makes that very clear, then there's a part of you that's like, okay, what's going to happen if we force you to stay here? This could just end up blowing up in our faces anyways. So I would probably just acquiesce to him. And yeah, I guess 2 second-round picks is roughly the going rate, even though I'd be really trying to get a one out of these guys.
Yeah, you know, I think it's the next invitation for Dumont and the Adelson family to really review this and ask Kidd why he wants to be gone.
And if he says Nico, then do you make the move?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. The move should be made.
What if he's just angling for a raise?
Well, see, that's why Nico wants him to leave. Nico does not want him to have more years than him and more money. That's the reason why. So that's why
that's why the
Mavs are in a situation right now where Nico is totally okay if Jason Kidd talks to the Knicks, because he knows that if Kidd comes back, gets a raise, gets more years, then he's going to have more power than Nico.
We don't need Nico in control. Like what he did with the training staff last year, having guys that no other team would even consider because they didn't have the qualifications. That's one thing. I mean, but this just, you know, if you're wanting to chase off Jason Kidd, who I think is one of the better coaches in all of the game and has a great relationship with Kyrie and AD, maybe you're threatened by that. I mean, hello, Dumont, right? McFly, anybody home?
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying. Now,
you don't ever consider the number one overall pick as part of this trade package, though?
Yeah, what?
The question you have to ask yourself is if he doesn't make the trade, do you get the chance to draft first overall? That's the question you have to ask.
The NBA rigged it for us, Kevin.
I think that too. I came around to Mike's line of thinking on that.
But we never add that into the total, you know?
That's true.
We just don't want to give Nico that credit.
No, but I also think that the Mavs would still be playing right now if you didn't make that damn trade in the first place.
Ooh, I like
it.
Very
well could be.
Yeah. I like it. So, Ja Morant, betting favorite to go to the Heat if he gets moved, and Kevin Durant, betting favorite to go to the Spurs if he gets moved. Well, when he gets moved. Any of those interest you more than the other? Is it the Spurs just because of the proximity and you'll play them more often?
Yeah, that has more. I mean, obviously, I guess with Memphis trading away Ja Morant in this scenario, that obviously has Mavs implications as well. But yeah, I it's funny because the Spurs have apparently like pulled themselves out of the sweepstakes to some extent. But
so they say.
And I would understand if they did, because how much are you going to have to give up to get a 1 year guy at that money? Do you want to punt on some of your future when you're building something now that is that the window could be huge?
Yeah.
Do you want to mortgage some of that? Probably not. Ja Morant, I don't know. I guess if he goes to a place like Miami, you would think they would probably get the best out of him. But I still think the injuries and stuff when it comes to him, like Jaren Jackson Jr. to me is a guy that I would be willing to give up more for.
Lakers, how scary would that be?
Oh, that'd be terrifying.
They're the betting favorites right now. And that is exactly. Much like, I know the trade amount was crazy, but Bain is exactly the two that the Magic need. Jackson would be exactly the piece that I would think that the Lakers would need.
Yeah, that would hurt.
Knicks also apparently are very interested in Jaren Jackson Jr. I don't know how they can make that work, but I mean, he's definitely a piece that I think can just fit basically with any team. I mean, the way that he's able to defend and then his offensive capability, like anyone would love to have a piece like Jaren Jackson Jr.
It's more interesting than ever because I feel like there's got to be 10 teams that think if we have the right offseason, we can win the championship next year.
I could see that. And then the Pacers really have to, and the Knicks to a certain extent, really have to move that along because, like, I don't know how y'all feel about Halliburton and Brunson, but I don't think they were, like, viewed as, like, your prototypical superstars. And yet here you see the Pacers two wins away from winning the title, the Knicks making their furthest run in 25 years. So I think that's very fair. How are you guys feeling about game five tonight for the NBA Finals?
I think Oklahoma City at home, I feel pretty good about it. They dominated game two at home. Game one, they dominated the entire game
right up until
the end.
Yeah.
So I think the Pacers may have just lost their opportunity to win the series with botching that game the other night. That was a great game.
12-1 run to close out by OKC.
Yeah. SGA in the fourth quarter, and Daigneault was switching things up to make sure that he was fresh late in that game. Jalen Williams was fantastic. Yep. Chet Holmgren made some really, really special plays there in the fourth quarter. Caruso was wonderful. So I think this
Caruso is tremendous.
He's the real deal. When he gives you 20 points and you know what he's doing defensively as well. So, yeah, I would say at home, OKC is ready to get this thing.
UCLA playing LSU tonight. Hey, you really don't care.
Okay. I mean, obviously, you're pretty entrenched in the Murray State game already. So
I
get that.
I would love nothing more than Arkansas to get eliminated, even though Murray State is a great story right now. And Coastal Carolina might be a better story, what's going on in Omaha right now.
Like 25 wins in a row-ish?
It's crazy what they've got going on there. Yeah.
I'm going with what Eric said for now. Okay.
Okay.
As far as I think the Pacers did miss their opportunity. But I got to, you know, get some guidance from Wolchuk's gut that is going to weigh in on this at some point in the show. Mm-hmm. Okay. And his gut's been absolutely on fire.
It's a fire gut.
Ever since it chose Washington last year to have a pop-up year.
Okay.
And making the NFC title game. Since then, it's been on fire. So we'll get some Wolchuk. Pure gold as always. Thanks for asking.
Yes.
Chris Young at 420.
Love it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Hey, good night, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.